The more money we have, the more we're prone to spend. And at some point, that spending can become wasteful. So imagine how different this world would be if we had a bit more of a waste not, want not mentality. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I'm sitting in the back of the bus heading to the office the other day, and we were stopped at some traffic lights just outside one of these places that sells a particular brand of very expensive sport car. The sign on the front window said this: hot car, hot price. On the road, just $425,000. Is it just me, or has the world gone completely mad? Hot price, only $425,000? You have to be kidding me. The difference between that and a reasonably priced, comfortable car could keep several poor families in the developing world in food for the next decade. I'm sure there are some people who drive past, read that sign, and they think nothing of it. I'm often struck by the message in this passage of Scripture, John chapter 6, verse 12. They all had plenty to eat. When they finished, Jesus said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces of fish and bread that were not eaten. Don't waste anything." Isn't that odd? From two fish and five barley loaves, Jesus had just fed well over 5,000 people. There was more than enough. Jesus could have created even more. And yet, at the end of it all, he tells his disciples to go pick up the leftovers so that nothing would be wasted. God's word is nothing if not practical. What waste could you cut out in your life today? How could you redeploy the money you saved to help those far less fortunate than yourself? Don't waste anything. That's God's word. Fresh for you today. Yeah, God's word is incredibly practical. Wisdom that'll improve your life and through you, the lives of so many others. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged and categorized so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.